This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Several years ago, one cold Saturday morning in February, a visitor greeted me at my back door. He was, I think, a black Labrador. We later found out his name was Calvin. Calvin played in the snow with our dog Casey, who's no longer with us. Since it was very cold with the wind chill in the single digits, we put Calvin in our garage and even fed him. When I called the phone number on Calvin's collar, his owner was very relieved. She quickly came to get her dog back. Calvin's a good dog, she told me, but he has a bad habit of wandering off. Calvin's owner wasn't sure what to do with Calvin's wanderings. Calvin kind of reminds me of myself, and probably you too. We are, most of us, good, decent folks, at least in our own estimation, but like Calvin, we have a problem, a tendency to wander. And the trouble is, we're sometimes too ignorant to recognize that we're lost, sometimes until it's too late. That's why I suppose we're described in the Bible as sheep. They wander off too. The person who wrote Psalm 119 in the Bible concluded the psalm by praying like this, "I have wandered away like a lost sheep. Come and find me, for I have not forgotten your commands." Earlier in the psalm, the writer gave a prescription for those who have a tendency to wander. It's in verses 9 through 16. "When I was a teenager and discovered that I wasn't immune from the human tendency to stray, I memorized those verses, and they've helped me across the years. Although there have been those times when I, probably like you, have been like people who are innocently playing on the beach at the ocean and then venturing out into the water, taking on one wave after another, floating further and further out, they look back and are horrified to see that they are in danger and could be hopelessly pulled out by a riptide." Here's those verses I memorized. "How can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your word. I've sought you with all my heart. Don't let me wander from your commands. I've treasured your word in my heart that I might not sin against you." It's all about focus, isn't it? We become what we think about most of the time. So what's occupying your thoughts these days? What are you turning over and over in your mind? Those verses provide a guard against wandering as well as a way to recognize it when you have strayed. First, it says, "Seek the Lord with all your heart. I've sought you with all my heart." Each day, repeat Jesus' answer to the religious expert's question about what's the most important of all the commands. Jesus answered, remember, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." And the second's like it. He said, "Love your neighbor as yourself." If you do that, you'll keep the rest of the commandments. So each day, say that out loud. Personalize it. "I love you, Lord, with all my heart, all my mind, my strength, all that I am." And if you're holding something back that's keeping you from seeking the Lord with all your heart, then admit it, confess it, and leave it. As your mind becomes preoccupied with Scripture, the more natural it becomes to seek God and His ways. And then secondly, commit the Word to memory. That forces you to get it down into your inner being, and it makes it accessible in all circumstances. In verse 16, it said, "I will not forget your word." And in verse 15, "I will meditate on your precepts and think about your ways." By meditating on Scripture, we discover its meaning and how to apply spiritual principles to daily life. And the verse said, "With my lips I proclaim." So let others know what God's doing in your life. One of my favorite hymns is "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing" by Robert Robinson. The last few verses say, "Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, O take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above." Why do so many Christians love that verse? Because it beautifully helps us pray the agony we experience as we live the paradox that is in the Christian life. I mean, we love the Lord, yet we aren't perfect yet. And that means we're susceptible to leaving our Lord, our first love. The man who wrote that hymn, Robert Robinson, came to Christ under the preaching of George Whitefield. Later, Robinson strayed. The story's never been verified, But it's said that one day, years after writing that hymn and walking away from God, Robinson was riding in a stagecoach, and a lady was humming the tune to that very song he had written. And she asked him what he thought about the hymn she was humming. And Robinson, it is said, responded, "Madam, I'm the poor, unhappy man who wrote that hymn many years ago, and I would give 1,000 worlds if I had them to enjoy the feelings I had then." Okay, between now and next week, take a good long look at Psalm 119, 9 through 16, and do those things it suggests. Seek the Lord with all your heart. Let the Scriptures become more and more prominent in your life. Even memorize and meditate on those Scriptures and share them or what they've done for you with someone else. I'm glad Calvin had his identification tag on his collar. So do you, if you're a follower of Christ. God's written His name on your heart. You belong to Him, and your Lord knows what to do when you stray. He comes looking for you. But you don't have to wander off. You can stay close to God all the time, if only you will. Join me next week, and in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head.